Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so Gabby and Rachel, they're in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready for overnights. Mm-hmm. They are still, you know, celebrating together. They are remembering, though, this time last year, Clayton season, this is where everything went left.
So she was crying in them stairwells.
And he did his whole slept with everybody, told everybody he slept with them, was in love with them, and actually he wants Susie. That all happened this time last year. So,
God damn it.
Triggered is the word.
Yeah.
So Rachel, you know, going into the hometown, she's excited. She's talking about Tino. Tino was the first guy that she had like strong feelings for, but his hometown was a hot fucking mess. So,
so horrible.
Oh, God, it was terrible. Tino. Yeah. Zach is like perfect. Everything is like perfect with him. He's funny. He's a gentleman. But she said, I don't think I'm there with Zach. Which is the first time we've heard her say that shit.
Ever. Yeah.
I was shocked when she said that. I was like,
yeah, me too.
We're not there with Zach? I thought we were there.
I was there.
I was there. Yeah.
Rachel, where were you?
So that was a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Avon, she says, I think immediately we had a strong foundation. We've been building everything he says, I believe. I haven't told Avon how I feel yet, but I think I'm falling in love with him for sure.
Which is odd to us because they have thrown Avon to the side all the way production.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Avon. He is just hanging.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So, that was a little surprising, saying that he just last week told her he was falling for her and she didn't say anything back. And she's saying, I wanted to say it back, but I was nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm scarred from Clayton. He was telling everybody he loves them. She don't want to be like that. Then Gabby, going into hometown, she says, Jason has been the most emotionally available for me. I'm falling in love, but I don't know how he feels.
The iron in all of those knees. How is he emotionally available, but you don't know how he feels about you?
That whole sentence makes no sense, Gabby.
No sense.
I'm so sorry.
No sense.
That makes no sense. How is he emotionally available? Mm-hmm. You know nothing. So that already we're off to a very rocky start with Jason. Johnny, she says the same shit. Johnny and I have so much fun. I've watched him grow, but I think we're in two different stages of life. And then Eric, she says, I told him I'm falling in love, our relationship has grown so much. And that was basically it. So she had nothing really bad to say about Eric, so we already knew. Gabby, she's ready. She's ready to hear the words, I love you, Gabby. She's like over, you know, she's hyped for this. First overnight is Gabby and Eric. So again, hometowns was huge for them. She saw a whole different side to him, his family, and they both expressed to each other that they were falling in love. So they're in a very, very strong
start. Yeah.
Yep. So they meet up in the woods. We learn, or we're reminded, this is their first date without family. Like the first date with them, her grandpa was there.
Oh my God, that's right.
And then their next one-on-one was technically his hometown.
His hometown.
It's wild to think about. These people have spent no time together.
None.
A date with grandpa, a bunch of group dates. Date with his terminally ill father. So that was like a very different hometowns than ever. And then now this. So y'all really don't know each other.
At all.
Okay. At all. But okay. But yeah, she's like very excited to see where they're going to go. So for their date, they head to the cenotes and are, you know, hopping off and swimming. Gabby got her cheeks out. Loved it. Little black box.
Thong out.
Thong out. Little bikini, Brazilian, whatever. Very cute. And yeah, they're hopping, jumping off the cliffs. There's this whole moment where there's like this really big tall one that they were going to jump off of. Gabby was like super scared. But eventually he like helped her find the courage and they jumped together. It was like a whole, you know,
metaphoric leap
of faith. Yeah. Metaphor of leaping
moment. Yeah.
Leap of faith with each other. Whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, they sit, they have a little chat, talk about hometowns, meeting his family, everything. She loves him. She literally said, "I want to crawl inside you." Like she, this is her man. Woo! Like we knew this from
here. Crazy. Mm-hmm. I want to crawl inside you.
I want to crawl inside
never
you.
Never said those words. No fucking body. That is wild.
That's a lot.
Oh my God. That's a Minnie Riperton song, girl. Oh my God. Yeah. Yep.
Oh shit.
Damn. I guess, Lord. Love. Yeah, Minnie was in love with somebody. I don't know. She was singing about crawling inside somebody.
Singing about crawling.
Oh, Gabby, Gabriella.
Oh, no, yes. So this is her nigga. She loves him. So yeah, time for dinner. Gabby appears in this yellow Fanta. I want a Fanta. Yes, she wore it. This is the dress that they had to cancel the cocktail party because homeboy got COVID. Yes.
God,
so I was happy this dress got a moment for itself because it is so cute.
Yes.
It looks very cult Gaia. It looks very retrofit. You know?
Cult Gaia. It does.
It does, right?
Essence. Oh my God. Or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yes.
Yep.
Very cute. Love it.
That's so funny. And I love that we're repeating outfits. I think we should repeat more outfits.
Yeah, and that dress nobody saw it. We saw it, but the guys didn't see it, so I'm glad to put her back in it. So yeah, they sit, they chat. He talks about how his family's like obsessed with her, how the hometowns went so well. And she said, yeah, she like really loved his family. She could see herself a part of his family. And then she shares a little bit more context about her upbringing. Her parents separated when she was pretty young.
Yeah.
Her dad was like active duty Air Force, I think she said.
Air Force.
So she really only saw him like at the holidays in the summer. And her mom was kind of like raising her single mom. She was juggling two jobs. And so she had to like grow up a lot on her own, basically.
That is so sad. I can't believe her mom had to have two jobs when her man's was in the army. Her baby daddy was in the
military.
Army.
Yeah.
That's
but she's
really
still out here struggling. That don't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. Anyway.
Poor Joe getting the heat.
I know, getting the heat for literally 30 years ago.
It's just from like Clinton's era or some shit. Oh, God.
Just kidding, guys. Yeah. Just kidding. Oh, my God.
But still, that don't make no sense.
That doesn't make sense. President. Doesn't make sense.
He got a good military job. Why is her mother struggling to feed her? That don't make sense.
She's not even here. He's not here, and I don't got no money.
I'm juggling two jobs. That don't make sense. The fuck?
Oh my God.
So yeah, so Gabby, she had a rough little upbringing, and so she said, looking at his family, it was just nice to see how they're such a unit and a full,
so whole,
and not like parts of a whole, which was like her family.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he just kind of commends her for how she turned out so amazing, considering like what she's gone through.
Yeah.
And you know, appreciates how emotionally intelligent she is. And he says, you know, last week I told you I'm falling in love with you. I'm past that point. I am in love with you, Gabby, and I don't want to live here without you. Made it very clear. And Gabby just says back to him, I'm falling in love with you. I really am.
Yep.
But yeah, she in her confessional, she's singing a strong little tune for Miss Eric.
She is smitten for Eric.
Smitten. He's taught me so much about myself, of love. He's ready to love me. I'm so excited to be falling in love with him. And yeah, she whips out the fantasy suites card. They head off to the suite. It's really nice.
It is nice.
It's nice, and it lets you know just how fucked up they had Tayshia and Ivan, yo.
And Ivan.
They put them in that fucking Winnebago when they... They've never done that.
No.
Never fucked people up like that before. No. Ain't that crazy?
That bed, you know that bed folded into the wall. You know it did.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
For a fantasy suite, and overnight, we doing it in this fucking van. They really had them fucked up, yo. Oh, my God. But yeah, she's all excited and they had a great lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning they're cooking breakfast, they're having a great morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to sink in.
Yep.
She says, you know, I'm more than falling in love with Eric. This isn't her confessional. I'm more than falling in love with Eric. I'm in love with Eric.
Yep.
I can definitely see it being him and saying it just to him at the end. Wow. But I have to stay with the right moment. I don't know. They have this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Whole long goodbye and just, you know.
Very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. He said he was crying in the shower.
Crying in the shower, yeah.
Like, just, oh my God, not the Toni Braxton Unbreak My Heart. Eric, oh my God.
Sliding down the wall.
Sliding down the wall. Oh my God. Eric. Jeez.
Through it.
Yeah, but I'm sure he is. He just saw his terminal dad. Then he had to leave for a TV show with
for
this
a TV
chick.
Show.
You better be still, my wife, girl.
Right. He's still in the running with two others.
Like, yes.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Yeah. So she pleads with him. She's like, please just be patient with me. I'm just kind of code for you're the winner. Just
you're the winner. Relax.
Yes. Just relax. Ugh. Please be patient with me. And just, you know, we're good. So they leave on good terms, but she says in her confessional, she's like, I want to get engaged with him because I know it's him, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I chose him. Like I made a decision. Yeah.
But she still is like, but I still don't know. Like, she's still confused.
I know.
Because he's still
just
the first. And she still has to go through. Johnny, she knows. That ain't shit.
I know.
But Jason, she don't know. She still really likes Jason.
So. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. So, that was the first hometown. Then we have Rachel and Avon after mm-hmm. there overnight. They meet up on the beach and they're heading on a yacht for the day, which is cute. Mm-hmm. 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 Rachel got on this full coverage bikini again.
No.
They also just put her in a one piece. Why they got her in this?
I think they should put
a cute little monokini. Why y'all got her in this just gonna full say. Brief? So mad. And we got Gabby with the black box. Why are y'all doing this to Rachel?
Gabby,
and she got body.
Like, she has some body.
I'm so annoyed.
Oh my god, Gabby is literally in floss all 24/7.
So tiny, yes.
Such small clothing. And yes. then Rachel looks so it's not only the like actual coverage, it's the style. Because a monokini mm-hmm. with like a circle cut out in the middle and yeah. a high waist would have been fire. Yeah.
Very cute.
Fire.
I don't know. So yeah, they're on the yacht and Rachel says that she's ready to say that she's falling in love with Aben again, mm-hmm, but remembers mm-hmm. how Clayton was kind of carelessly throwing this word around. So she's yeah. just trying to be very careful. Let's see. Meanwhile, the host who stole Tasia's job, that dude, he's meeting up with Tina. And Tino is
everything about this. Sorry. I hated this. I was like, y'all are really trying to make him worth something with his little sit down. You're yeah. not doing shit.
This is so unnecessary.
God. He still isn't doing anything. He's still just saying, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
Tell me about hometowns. How'd it go? Yeah. Anyway. So Tino, he's still singing his song, like, you know, my dad asked some tough questions, but I think we'll be all right. This dude is like really refusing to acknowledge that his dad tore shit up last week.
You almost lost your girl. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Come on.
Oh man.
Anyways, Aven and Rachel back with them. They are
Wait, hold on 1 second. I have one frame by frame moment.
Oh geez. Okay.
In his confessional, Tino said, it is mind-boggling to me that she can do this, referring to Rachel, that she can like go on other dates and things. He said, I certainly don't need to sleep with anybody else.
He did. Yes, I missed that. Tino.
Now, Mr. Tino, that is dripping with misogyny. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dripping. Please yes. relax. Please, relax. Honey, please
yep.
don't do this to us. I haven't found a tweet, a picture, nothing. I haven't found nothing with your family. Please, Tino, yeah. please Mm-mm. do not do this Mm-mm. on camera. Do not do this off Mm-mm. camera. Do not do this ever again.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This is the Bachelorette. God. You know what yes. you signed up for.
Yes.
Don't do this.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So did your family. That's why they tore her up and down.
Exactly.
Side to side.
Side to side.
He almost got my Becky of the Week. He almost did. Give it to him.
Yeah. He could get it. That was whack.
That was whack. That was whack. It was understandable. I know where he's coming from. I know where he's
sure.
coming from.
It's hard. I get it.
But I don't like how he said it. I don't like
no,
it.
No. Yeah. I don't like that either. I don't need to sleep with anybody else to know. You I not
certainly.
The Bachelor.
I certainly.
Yeah.
Who are you going to sleep with? Aven? Who are you going to sleep
right.
with?
Who's here for you?
Jesse? Who are you going to sleep with?
don't do that, Tino. That was whack.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back at Rachel and Aven. Yes. They head to dinner. Mm-hmm. And Rachel.
This dress.
Eating bitches up.
This dress. Like, this woman wait for.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Thank you. Eating
Let's
bitches
go.
Up. I loved this outfit
oh my
so
God,
much.
God, it was so good.
So cute. And it had like a casualness to it too.
Yes, an effortlessness vibe
to it.
About it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was. I loved it. She had a little cutout in the stomach. It was long
yep.
sleeve and midi, so it was like very like
yes.
covered.
Yeah.
But she had a little bit of cleavage out. She
yep.
had it was hugging all her curves. Like
yes, it was.
This is yep. what we want to see. Oh,
yes.
I loved it. And she had like the wet and wavy kind of hair look.
She
like,
did. She had the
shower.
Vacation hair.
Vacation hair
and vacation makeup. Vacation makeup is
mm-hmm.
the best makeup.
Oh.
It's like overloaded bronzer.
Yes.
It's highlight that's like half natural, half just whatever glitter you bought in your bag. And it's just everything. Just mascara, just lash,
mm-hmm.
no liner,
mm-hmm.
just tan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love vacation makeup so much. It was
she
so
looked,
good.
She looked great. Very vacation eating it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they sit, they, you know, chop it up. She is telling him, I generally see a life outside here with you.
Yep.
Going into tonight, I do have a question. Can you see yourself getting engaged to me in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Maven says, I'm falling in love with you. I see a life outside. Yeah. I'm 100% ready. You've made it so easy. I definitely can. Yeah. Like, he is all the way ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, she says a lot back to him. I feel so safe with you. I can be vulnerable with you. When I heard you say I'm falling in love, that was huge for me. And I'm comfortable now saying I'm falling in love with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little validation for Avon.
It is. It is.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's fireworks. They head to the fantasy suites. They hit them sheets.
Yep.
She really seems to like Avon. Like,
she does.
She really does. She...
It's confusing to me because I don't know anything about him, but she really does seem to like him a lot.
She does seem to like him. And she sees there's more in ease with him than Tino. Tino shit's about to be funky, trying to get the family on board. And Tino already, the way he be yoking her up, I think she's, sometimes she likes it, sometimes she's like, I don't know, this is a lot.
It makes it hard for her.
It makes it hard. Yeah. So Avon is a nice, very easy choice that I think she actually does have strong feelings for her. So
yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Avon.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the next morning she seems very happy. She said Avon is the full package.
The full package. I was like, damn, you gonna put all his business out there, Rachel?
I know.
Damn.
He said they slept for 20 minutes.
Ooh.
So you know they was throwing down last night.
It sure was. Mm-hmm. You better go ahead, Avon. That's right.
Go ahead, Avon. Throw it down, nigga. Throw it down.
Uh-huh. You got that good energy. You better go ahead, Avon.
Oh god. But yeah, they had some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, that whole, as they're packing up for the morning, whatever, she just kept saying to him, I'm falling in love with you, don't forget, I'm falling in love with you, like she said it like 3 times, like don't forget. So she wants it to be known she loves her some Avon.
Mm-hmm.
Now time for Tino's date.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She looked cute. I like this outfit. It was very like vacation resort wear.
Very resort wear, almost 50s. It almost reminded me like a 50s housewife on vacation.
Yes, the like white linen and the little top.
Yes. And the printed top. Yeah. I don't know, it reminds me. She just needed like a floppy hat and she would
A little floppy hat.
Sophia Loren on vacation.
Yes, like,
it looks cute.
Love that vibe, it looks cute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.